Swans have ended a 20-year drought. Big mark, knocked down by Stevenson. Cracker gathers, shoots, and Swans have won the grand final.
Hi, this is Dennis Cometti, and you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
Hello and welcome to episode 19 of the Monday Waffle. I'm Poppy Penny and I'm flying solo this week. The boys have decided to take the week off. Another great weekend of waffle footy on Saturday with a close game for good measure. But first of all, to some waffle news, and 10 waffle players have been invited to the NAB AFL Draft Combine a bit later this year. 9 of the players are from the Depro WA State 18 squad. So you've got the co-captains Oscar Allen and Aaron Norton, and also the AFL Academy members Jake Patmore and Sam Taylor. Tim Kelly, who's 23, he's also been invited from South Freo, so he's a little bit older. But good luck to all of those guys at the Combine. We hope to see all of them in the AFL.
If you like footy, you'll love us. It's the Monday Waffle.
Now, I think it's time for us to get into a bit of the footy. The round 19 action kicked off with Swan Districts taking on Peel Thunder. Now, this was always going to be a low-scoring game. The two sides are the two lowest sides for points scored, and in the wet conditions, it was always going to be fairly low scoring. The final scores were Swan Districts 11-6-72 to Peel Thunder 8-8-56. Now, the small forwards for Swan Districts were key, with Jamie Bennell, Banfield and Stewart all kicking 2 goals each. And Reggio, against his old club, had 29 disposals, 6 marks and 5 inside 50s. So a really complete game from him. On the Peel side of things, John Griffin had 20 disposals to go with his 39 hitouts, and it appears Matt Tabanar is not overly fussed about breaking back into AFL, going scoreless from his 14 touches and 7 marks. Peel also had Rory O'Brien getting 32 touches, and Blair Bell kicked 3 goals. Zach Dawson obviously didn't get the low scoring memo because he kicked 2 goals himself. Bring Zach back is my campaign for the rest of the season, back to the AFL as a full forward. And Aaron Norton, the youngster who'll be heading to the draft combine for Peel, he took 11 marks, so absolutely standout game for him. And for those who are on Harley Bennell watch, he had 8 touches but was heavily managed, and I don't think he made an appearance in the last quarter, but just good to see him getting some footy back into his legs. Having a look now at the East, Freo Sharks taking on Subiaco, and Subi are the team that just keeps on keeping on. They got their 16th straight win for the season, and they did it in style, 61 points over the Sharks. Final scores there were East Fremantle 9-7-61 to Subiaco 19-8-122. Some huge goal scorers for Subi. Bradley Stevenson kicked 5, and Liam Ryan, he also kicked 5. Surprised to not see him invited to the draft combine, but perhaps clubs have seen enough. Max Walters and Adam Cocky, they had 27 disposals each, and Justin Joyce had 26. Lachlan Delahunty had another really good game, having 23 touches to go with his 19 hitouts and 6 inside 50s and a goal. So another great game from Delahunty. Even though Subi had those big goal kickers with Liam Ryan and Bradley Stevenson, they still had 9 individual goal kickers. So just showing that the whole team knows when to step up. Even if they lost their last 3 games, I'd say they're fairly safe for the minor premiership. On the East Freo side of things, John Marsh had 36 touches, so he battled away gallantly. Dion Anthony, he kicked 3 goals, so fairly good return for him. Michael Cronin had 36 hitouts up against Adam Creeper, who was making his way back from suspension. South Freo took on West Perth and gave them a bit of a touch-up in the process. They won by 47 points, and the scores on the final siren for that one were 20 goals, 6, 126, very accurate, to West Perth 11, 13, 79. Hayden Schloyth just keeps on keeping on with another 29 touches. He is in fine form. Tim Kelly proved why he was selected for the AFL Draft Combine with 28 touches, 4 inside 50s and a goal, so a pretty complete performance from him. Corey DeLolio kicked 4, getting back to some great form after he missed all of 2016, but he was matched and possibly outshone by debutant Matt Parker. He had 5 inside 50s and 16 disposals to go with his 4 goals. So congratulations to Matt Parker. Huge first game. Won't be forgetting that in a hurry. Ben Saunders and Jake Florencia, they kicked 3 goals each as well. Personally, I think this is the best stat of the round. Brock Higgins had a whopping 67 hitouts in the ruck. 67. He also had 16 disposals and 5 inside 50s. Also laid a couple of tackles for good measure. So I'd say fairly good game from Brock Higgins. On the Falcons side of things, not good news for their ever-growing injury list, losing Andrew Strike in the opening minutes. Shane Nelson, on the other hand, keeps on keeping on. He collected another lazy 45 touches, so he is just having a humongous season. Despite there being a few tough losses this year for West Perth, Shane Nelson has certainly had a fantastic year. Corey Chalmers, he had a complete game, you would think, with 4 goals, 9 tackles to go with his 19 possessions. So well done to him too, but unfortunately just not enough to get the job done. Arguably the best game of the round, Claremont v East Perth. East Perth got up by just 4 points. Final scores in this nail biter was Claremont 10 goals 10.70 to East Perth 11 goals 8.74. Accuracy paying off a little bit for East Perth. Chris Maston made his case for an AFL recall with 38 touches and 4 inside 50s, but the MRP are having a little look at a jumper punch that might land the West Coast midfielder in a little bit of trouble, but hopefully not for him, and we hopefully see him back at AFL level. Paddy McGinnity had 10 tackles. He is just a bull around the contest, and Julian Amadori had 11 tackles as well, so that's really good pressure from East Perth. And young ruckman Scott Jones, he took 10 marks to go with his 17 touches and 23 hitouts in support of Jonathan Giles, who had 41 hitouts. On the Claremont side of things, Bailey Banfield led from the front, and he collected 32 possessions, which is a pretty good effort from the youngster, also having 7 inside 50s. Ryan Lim and Tom Ledger had 27 apiece. They had 9 individual goal kickers, Claremont, which shows some pretty good versatility from their mids and also their backmen. So defender Hayden Busher, who took 10 marks, also managed to sneak forward and kick a goal, along with his fellow defender, Charles Lufanu. That lost to East Perth puts Claremont in a fairly tricky position in terms of finals, so they must beat Perth this weekend to keep their slim finals chances alive. Also, the Monday Waffle starting careers left, right and centre. Partington got his debut for West Coast after our own Jared Gardner called on Simo to have him put in the AFL side after a few really solid weeks in the Waffle.
One of my personal favourites, Luke Partington, who needs a call-up, by the way, now after what's happened against Collingwood for the Eagles. He has, surely, is number one.
He had a great game for the Eagles, so well done to him. This is Poppy's Pick on the Monday Waffle. Well, since I'm the only one here, it really is Poppy's Picks. So this weekend, we've got Perth taking on Claremont. I'm going to back Claremont in to play their hearts out for a spot in the finals, potentially. South Fremantle will take on East Fremantle, and I'm going to go with South Fremantle in this one. East Freo have had a rough couple of weeks playing the ladder leaders in the round just gone, and then having to play South Freo, who are also on fire. It's going to be a tough few weeks if you're a Sharks fan. I'm going to tip Subi to get over Swan Districts. That is the juggernaut that just keeps rolling on. They should get their 17th win of the season. And I'm going to go with East Perth to back up their strong performance against Claremont to get over West Perth this weekend.
If you're loving the Monday Waffle podcast, make sure you head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Monday Waffle, for more awesome content. And while you're there, give us a like.
Time to have a quick look at the ladder now, and Subiaco are 3 games clear on top on 64 points, having won 16 games, and let's just recap, that is 16 in a row. South Freo sit in second on 52 points, having won 13 games, and they are 3 games clear of Peel and Swan Districts. Both have won 10, so are on 40 points. Snapping at the heels of Peel and Swan Districts is West Perth, and they've won 8 for the season, so they're on 32 points. That rounds out the top 5, but this is where it gets a little bit interesting. East Perth are just 1 game behind West Perth, who they play this weekend. East Perth's percentage is slightly better than West Perth's. They're on 96.97 as opposed to West Perth, 93.82. So if East Perth can get over West Perth this weekend, they will jump into the five and knock West Perth out of the five. That will even things up a little bit for Claremont as well. So Claremont have won the six games, but they sit two games out of the five. Should East Perth get over West Perth, Claremont will have to win all of their games for the rest of the season, and they want to do it by quite a good margin. Then Perth will sit in eighth spot, having won the two games, same as East Fremantle, and there is less than a percent separating eighth and ninth. So that is going to be a real battle for the wooden spoon. Having a look ahead to round 20, we have Perth taking on Claremont at Lathlane Park on the 5th of August at 2:15. Also at 2:15, we've got the Frio Derby, South Frio and East Frio. That'll be at Fremantle Community Bank Oval. Then we've got Subi taking on the Swan Districts down at Leaderville Oval, also at 2:15. And just a little bit later at HBF Arena at 2:40, we'll have West Perth taking on East Perth. That's all we've got time for in episode 19 of the Monday Waffle. I hope you enjoy your weekend of footy. It's looking like it's going to be a good one. I've been Poppy Penny, and thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.